morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Ningninem Hangsing. Chief Minister Nipi Rio has asked the Advocate General Nagaland K.N. Balgopal to intervene in the detention of 45 Naga youth in Mohali Jail, Punjab. The Chief Minister discussed the issue with the Advocate General and directed him to depute his team to take urgent necessary actions for the release of the innocent Naga youths who are falsely implicated in this case. Rio also directed the Resident Commissioner in charge of Nagaland House, New Delhi, to be in touch with the families of the innocent Naga youth and extend all necessary help required for them. The Chief Minister further asked the parents and relatives of the youth to contact the government and provide all information and cooperation to expedite the release of these innocent Naga youth. The Union Ministry of Education has constituted a high-level committee of experts to ensure the transparent, smooth and fair conduct of examinations by the National Testing Agency, NTA. The seven-member committee, chaired by former ISRO Chairman Dr. K. Radhakrishnan, has been tasked with recommending reforms in the examination process of NTA to enhance efficiency and prevent breaches, improve data security protocols, and review the structure and functioning of the agency. The panel will evaluate existing processes, suggest improvements, and define clear roles and responsibilities within the NTA. The committee will also assess the current grievance redressal mechanisms and propose enhancement. The committee has been given 2 months to submit its report to the ministry. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin on Monday. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartuhari Mehtab, who has been appointed as pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha MPs. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on the 26th of this month, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha on the 27th of June. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on the 27th of this month. The parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. Residents of Government High School Colony, Wokha, took an independent initiative to repair the roads in their locality. Chairman of the colony, Monia Mokikon, said the road from Government High School Colony to Civil Hospital, Wokha, was in dire need for a repair as it was riddled with potholes, some of which are nearly 1 foot deep. Kikon pointed out that the road is used by students, office-going people and patients going to the hospital. He said the road posed various challenges and hazards for commuters who have to use the road. Kikon said about 200 volunteers, including elderly residents, youth and children joined the effort yesterday and the road was repaired with no support from the government. President Dimapur Congress Committee Kuhoto Jishi appealed the circle officer and law enforcement agencies to check on ministers and MLAs who come along with youths to cast their votes on pretext of polling station visitation. Addressing a press conference yesterday in Dimapur, Jishi said, voters' slips should be handed to the public and not to be held by the council members and GBs. Jishi also appealed all the council members and GBs of each ward to be vigilant on voting day and prohibit people from outside of their polling station to come and cast their votes. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has declared the stretch from Razu Point Junction to Deputy Commissioner's office via Old NST or New NST or Y Junction as no parking zone on 25th and 26th June. This has been necessitated in view of the ULB elections to Kohima Municipal Council. The DC further said that during the dispatch and receipt of election, polling parties on the above mentioned dates, traffic restrictions will be imposed as per requirement and has requested the general public to bear the inconvenience and extend cooperation. The DC added that defaulting vehicles will be towed at the expense of the vehicle owners and also liable to be penalized under relevant sections of the law. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.